Welcome to Thriving Your Love, a podcast where we will guide and help you improve your most precious relationships in life. This podcast is produced and hosted by certified emotionally focused therapist, Claudio Vargas Silva, licensed marriage and family therapist, and Trisha Kim Walsh, also licensed marriage and family therapist.
Well, hi, Claudio. I'm looking forward to today's episode of Thriving Your Love and us talking about a discussion of when our partners are in this terrible negative cycle, these conflicts. We can often, as partners, be on the defense, or we can be in criticism. But today, we're going to be talking about belonging with your partner and all that happens when one partner really doesn't feel as though they feel the safety of really being understood, and that often this is creating a dramatic rift between partners, Claudio. And this can be where a partner can really shut down and feel that no matter what they're doing to try to resolve and to try to get close, it often feels like there's nothing they can do that's going to be right. And I see this all the time, Claudio, in my couple's work. We were just talking about it a little bit ago. So I'm so glad that this is a topic that I hope our listeners and viewers are going to find beneficial.
Yes, and couples, when they start their relationship, they have these great conversations. They want to be together all the time, and they have so much fun talking to each other. But as time goes by, and they start having problems, and they have so many things to do, they don't have much time to talk anymore. And when they have time, the conversations many occasions become like about blaming and defending. And one of them will raise a wall, and that wall becomes really hard for the other to break into, get to communicate. And the other feels frustrated. Well, I want to talk to you, but you're pulling away. You don't want to talk to me anymore. And what I talk to you doesn't have any impact on you. It doesn't change you anyway. The anger keeps on growing from this person who wants to talk to the other, who wants to problem solve. And this person becomes more and more frustrated. What happens is that when they have these conversations, the conversation becomes heated very quickly and will cause the other one to raise their wall even more. And this one becomes hopeless. And it's very sad. And this is what we really want to help couples, how they can turn this around, how they can change this cycle, how they can have conversations that are productive and they don't send their partners to behind the wall to not want to talk.
And this is what, Claudio, I love about emotionally focused therapy is before doing EFT, I really struggled in the room with my couples where I would see one partner really want so much to get back to closeness and connection. And when they would do that, the partner would say, it's not enough. I don't believe you. I don't trust you. Doesn't make sense to me. There would be a put down or criticism in what I was inviting the other partner to do that they got their hand slapped, in other words. And then they would turn to me and say consistently, see what I'm dealing with. Look what she does, look what he does. That's why I shut down. That's why I get quiet and silent. That's why I turn off my ears and then I go on the internet. That's why we're not having sex. That's why I go to porn. That's why I start taking a glass of wine out. And I say, during the time I was learning how to be a couples therapist, inside of me, Claudia, I was like, I don't know what to do here. I just asked this partner to be vulnerable and share their pain and their struggle. And this other partner says, don't trust it. Don't like it. It wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. And then in comes Sue Johnson and her magic of EFT. And then I understood it's the science of an attachment need and longing is I'm so hurt. I'm so in pain. It's hard to trust you because when I did get disappointed or even in previous relationships or in my family of origin is when you hurt me, it makes me feel I don't matter to you. And this model has been life-changing in my life, in my clients' lives, is to understand how we want to belong to each other, Claudio. We want to feel special. We want to be valued. We want to feel that our partners really are showing up for us, but it's hard to see when they are, because sometimes people, our partners will say, I don't trust it. I still don't believe it. If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
It reminds me now that when we do our workshops, the Hold Me Tight workshops,
yes,
for couples, that we show some videos of couples in conversations, that we direct them to conversations,
yes,
and how the couples attending, they become in awe when they see the vulnerability, how the couples are talking to each other, the openness. And then the couples who attend the workshop, they are able to do that also with the therapists that we have that help them during the workshop. And there are some secrets that we show during the workshop. Those are really easy things that people can learn, but sometimes they don't know. Because, for example, the one that we say that is the pursuer, that is usually the one that is seeking the other to talk, this person doesn't know how he or she is to the other person. So when they start a conversation, they might sometimes already look like they are upset, which will cause the other one to be afraid, to be triggered. And when they start talking, the conversation sounds like blaming. And the other will hear like, well, we have a problem, and this problem is me. So what happens? This person really doesn't want to talk, doesn't look forward to these conversations, because these conversations are so anxiety-producing. They cause so much anguish inside of the person that feels like trapped. I have to be here. I'm being blamed. But you know, there are some things that the pursuer can do sometimes that will help the other person to feel more at ease. For example, taking ownership, being humble, instead of sounding like you are the problem, but taking some responsibility. For example, I want so much to talk to you. This is so important to me. I want to feel close to you. But I know that I have not been doing a very good job in terms of how I approach our conversations. Because many times I just start like blaming you. I send a message that you are the problem. I might be angry myself. I might be loud. And I know that you don't feel safe. And I want to change that, because I really want to draw you close to me. And I need your help. I want you to voice, to tell me when you realize that I'm raising my voice, that I'm becoming critical of you. Because it is important to me that you feel safe with me. And I have not been doing a good job on that. So just by doing that, it puts the partner at ease, you know, because the person is taking some ownership and is saying, well, I have a problem here. And the other will think, oh, that's interesting. So I'm not the only one who has a problem here. So you are saying that you also have some part. And this, it's a brief introduction, very simple, that will help a conversation to go well, because it's sending a message. I want it to be safe for you, and I want you to tell me if you don't feel safe.
This is, listeners, viewers, listen to this, take this in, write this down, because this will change your life forever in your relationship with your partner. It is the most courageous thing, the most loving thing you can give to your partner, is to do what Claudio just named. Is there is that relief and that release of pressure that is happening for that other individual that feels, it's all my fault. Nothing I'm ever going to do is going to be good enough. That is what your partner often is telling themselves. So just saying, spoiler alert, this is what's happening inside. We know this. We see our individuals who come to us and tell us this is, I feel so discouraged. I feel so disappointed. I just don't feel it's going to get better, because no matter how hard I'm working, I don't get acknowledged for this. All I'm hearing is criticism. But how powerful it is, and this is what, again, Claudia, you're naming, is when we take ownership of what we are doing in the moment that causes our partner unintentionally to feel as though they are not belonging to us, that in some shape or form, we see the worst of our partners rather than really seeing the best that they're doing and the fears that they have that we may be falling out of love or that we're failing them, and that we can make a mistake and then that we can be forgiven, and that we also can forgive ourselves when we criticize. You know, what you just shared, Claudio, about that is how powerful it is to say, I didn't know how I come across. I didn't know how I sound. When I saw the look on your face, what I see is it doesn't look like you care. I see your frustration. I see your annoyance, but I don't see your sadness. I don't see your fear. I don't hear your feelings of a failure to me. Share more of that with me. And I will really work hard to do something different. And that's what I tell my clients, Claudio, is this is a model that talks to us about a different way of connection, where we can do something courageous and compassionate at the same time as I didn't realize I was doing that, and now I see.
What you're saying now, I was thinking about another thing that can help the other partner, because we are talking about this partner who wants so much to bring the other close and who wants to talk to the other, and the other seems not to be interested and seems to go away and resist. This partner becomes frustrated that the other partner is going away and is not really interacting, and does things that causes the other to even go further away. And we see in the couples that we help, as you are mentioning, Tricia, that on many occasions we have a couple and we are working with this one who usually goes away and resists communication. And now this partner is opening more because they feel safe with us in session. They have someone who is helping things to be calmer. So then they start opening more. And when they open, this other one might say things that will discourage that partner. Like, for example, well, I don't believe you. Well, it doesn't make sense to me. We see what happens at home. Why this person cannot get the other to communicate with them? Because when the other says something, they will shoot that. Like, they will discourage that. They will say something, I don't believe, it doesn't make sense to me, you are wrong. So there are some things that these partners can do that will encourage, that will motivate, that will make it safer for the other to open. So this has to do with validation. So you try to find something that does, that makes sense to you. Try to see the thing from the person's point of view. Oh, okay, well, you know, it makes sense to me. Yes, I can understand you. And thank you so much for talking to me about that. I have not thought about that. There is a lot to do with what you said. So some things that will make the other person feel heard and that will encourage the other person to open up more, to talk more. Because if the person says something, you say, well, it doesn't make sense. I don't believe you. No, you're wrong. The other person will think, well, what's the purpose of saying anything? Because you want me to say something. I say, and you say that I am wrong, that doesn't make sense, and you disagree with me. So just going to keep on shutting down and not open to you. And those are things, Tricia, that the couples, they don't realize. If they maybe would record themselves and they would listen, see what they say in the conversation, they would see, oh, that's why my partner doesn't want to talk to me, because that thing that I said will cause them to feel discouraged and not heard and not validated. So they don't want to talk, because usually the focus is on showing the other one what is wrong about the other one. The couple's focus should be more on, how can I hear you? How can I send you a message of safety? How can I help you to feel like I care about what you feel and what you say, and I want to hear you?
I agree with everything you've said, Claudio. It is such a consistently prevalent topic I see with my couples. It's the key ingredient to what we're naming is really listening as opposed to hearing. Because we can hear the words that our partners are saying, but to really listen to pain, you know, because again, Claudia, we are in the profession of pain, is we hear people's pain. And so on the outside, we hear, I don't believe it. I don't think this is going to change. And on the inside, what we're really hearing is, I'm scared. I'm scared to get hurt. I'm fearful that if I open my heart to you, you may leave me. You may not value me anymore. I'm scared that I could lose you, that you could reject me. These are the fears that we don't talk about because it's so hard, Claudia, when we're feeling exhausted from the fight, to be what you're naming is to be on the side of your partner, to really listen and say, I really hear how much that makes sense that that would be your experience. It's so hard because we are usually so prepared for the next rebuttal, you know, the next retorting of our position, and how powerful and how different of a world, Claudia, we would live is if we really were able to listen to each other rather than to wait until the next, till that person, our partner, completed their thought. And then we dive in without really listening. We're hearing, but we're not listening. And so I love this topic, Claudio. I know that we could probably keep going on about it, but we hope that if you're listening and you are tuning in and you happen to be in the Bay Area, we want to emphasize that we provide Hold Me Tight workshops and they're fantastic. They are well attended and we also offer them virtually. So for those of you out of state, even out of the country, Claudio, we've had international visitors, people, couples from all over the world attend our workshops. If you are intrigued, if you want to know more, follow our website. Check into our next workshop that we'll be offering virtually or in person, because this is just the very beginning of all the great work we see all the time that we do. We are in the business of change. Am I right, Claudio?
Yes, and we want to invite you to keep on tuning in because we will have more podcasts for you to enjoy and to grow your relationship.
Exactly. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Always great to have you.
Thank you so much for tuning in with us today. We hope you'll join us soon again for our next episode of Thriving Your Love.